This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The Chinese government said over the weekend, and yes, grain of salt with things the Chinese government says, but they said hospitals in Wuhan, where this whole thing started, don't have any coronavirus patients anymore, the latest possible indication that the crisis in China is fading. In Shanghai, that country's financial capital, people have officially been back at work for 10 weeks. So how's that coming along? Our China correspondent Jennifer Pack says signals are mixed.
My morning commute is not as lonely these days. More people are riding the bus, and once again, playing music or TV series from their smart tablets at full volume, like this man across the aisle from me. But then, a reminder that life is not back to normal just yet. A stiff April wind blasts through the bus. All the windows are open. Good ventilation will prevent the spread of the COVID-19 virus, says the government. So I've been sitting in icy offices, restaurants, and buses without heating all through the wet and chilly winter. Inside malls, office blocks, and on public transport, face masks are still a must, though fever checks at the entrances have gone from about half a dozen a day to sometimes none. And social distancing in parts of Shanghai, that seems like a thing of the past. Retired men and women dance on a public square. It's how a lot of them who live in tiny apartments get their daily exercise. Restaurants, well, those still in business, have full patios on sunny weekends, though weekdays are still tough.
So I'm at a Thai restaurant for lunch, and the server just said if I thought the food was good, I should leave a good review on something similar to Yelp in China. It's called Dianping. And in exchange, he said I could get a free dessert.
Businesses can get punished if they don't screen for coronavirus carriers. Some depend on a health app that assigns residents a color QR code, green, yellow, or red. Mine's green, meaning I'm coronavirus free. The app says it uses government data to assess our health, but we're not told which data exactly. And not all places will accept the health QR code. An announcement on the Shanghai subway to scan a separate QR code every time you get on a train and input contact details, though registering is voluntary, for now. In theory, if you're not sick and you're okay to hand over a lot of personal information, you can travel freely around China, but not so for foreigners. The U.S. State Department has advised African Americans against visiting southern Guangzhou City after reports that black people there are being forced into quarantine even when they've tested negative for the coronavirus. China denies any racist policies, but its state-run media has focused on the fact that new coronavirus cases are mostly imported. And now that the pandemic is becoming worse abroad, foreigners, wherever they're from, have reported being turned away from restaurants, shops, and hotels. So before I came to this hotel in Shaoxing, a three-hour drive outside of Shanghai, I had to check, will the city allow me in? Will this hotel accept foreigners? Will I be allowed back into Shanghai without being quarantined? China has also shut its borders to outsiders. So even with a valid work visa, if I leave the country now, I won't be allowed back in. From Shanghai, where I'm staying put, I'm Jennifer Pack for Marketplace.